Vayera Elov. The Kliyokar Stels, Pashas Vayera, it should say Vayera El Avraham. What's Vayera Elov? Why is it anonymous? Says the Kliyokar. Vayomer Elov, it's because it's remez on Anova. Shechina is shoira on a person when he's Anova. Vayera El Avraham would have mashma'av hamoin goyim. That's a davar choshev, but the hashras hashechina be'emes is on an onov. The emes is chazal say, ein hashechina shoira el al chocham, osher, gibor, ve'onov. Ha! The ikar is onov. If you're not a chocham, osher, ve'gibor, what is it? It's not, this came al gaiva, stam is ara gonish. You're a chocham, osher, ve'gibor, and you're doch, an onov. And you're zoich at hashras hashechina. Vayera elov. And it's also over who yoishev pesach ha'oyel. The Kotzker used to say, a person is never supposed to feel that he's very accomplished in his avodah ruchni. He always should be margish that he's Pesach ha'oyel. Even if he's tifarayin b'chadrei chadorim already, tifarayin in madregis, he should be margish that he's only Pesach ha'oyel. He's just at the beginning. He's just getting started. The erkste is spirin afartaget, to feel that you're already finished. Not finished, like finished, but finished meaning that you've accomplished so much. No. That's not chedai, to be margish ba'anova that you're Pesach ha'oyel. Another pshat I saw, Vayera Elov, because the emes, the schus of the Hashras Hashchino was not because of the schus of Avram. It was the schus of the Bris Mila. The Balaturim writes that the last words in last week's Pashuk is, Nimoilu Itoy, Vayera Elov. It was in the schus of the Bris. It wasn't, so it was Vayera Elov. It wasn't in the schus of Avram. It was in the schus of the Bris. By a Bris is the Gres, the Hisgalus of Hashras Hashchino. There's a story once the Bris Kerov was by a Bris, and there were a lot of choshev Rabbonim. Someone sort of was Mevati, expressed himself as a choshev a Bris. He says, by every bris is the Malach HaBris Eliyo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Yehuda V'Oid L'Kra to be Nispal. If there's a Zayfal Rosh Hashiva, there's a Zayfal Rosh Hashiva. It's an understatement anyways. Every bris is Choshuv. Vayera Elov is in the Schus of the Bris. More than that, in the Sefer Mori Naim, he says, Vayera Elov, Hashem Be'eloine Mamri Yisuremez, Eloine Mamri is even people that are Mamrim, Shtark Mamrim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashru Shechinosai, even on, this is B'derav Drash, it's not going on Avram, but this is Vayera Elov to who? To anyone, even in Eloine Mamri. Even a Rosh is Rosh Tevis Rabbeinu Shaloyla. And the emphasis is fascinating. It says over here, Vayera Elov Hashem, and it doesn't say what Hashem said. And it never says Vayera Elov again. In last week's parasha, a few times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nira Elov. Starting from over here, Vayera Elov, then it's from now on, it's Vayomer Hashem Al Avraham, Vayomer. This Vayera, after the Bris, was Shteling Avet, now it's constant. Now it's a Spitz Darga of Vayera, and that's it. Now from that one, and Hashem was with him forever. And now it's going to say that whenever Hashem had to talk to him, it's Vayomer Hashem. The Vayera represented the ultimate Hashras Hashchina. The Shem Yishmuel writes over here, he says, when he talks about the Avos and then the Shvat, they go in the Midbar and they finally build the Mishkan, the Lashon of the Ramban in the beginning of Sefer Shemois, Shavu El Mailas Avosam. The Iker Darg of getting to Mishkan and Mikdash and Hashras Hashchina is to get back to the Mailas Avosam, the Mail of the Avos. The Vayera Elov, this that Avram Avinu now is being Zaycha. You know, and it says, it's interesting, the Zohar says, Vayar v'hinei shloisha anoshim. Shloisha anoshim, who's the shloisha anoshim? Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Avram is seeing kilu amachazeh, he's seeing a nevuah. Who does he see? He sees the three. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. This is the hisgalus of Hashem, Hashchina to the Avos. Now we're going to see later in the parasha over here, the MS, Avram Avinu has Eser Nesyonis, and these are already, he already went through some of them, but now the Chor is Vayera Elov, it's already a bechina kemat of but we're not finished. There's going to be more nesayonis. Even when we're at the granites of Yemois HaMashiach, there's going to be another nesayon. Nesayon of the Akedah represents to us that even when we come out there, of Redoch, there's going to be another nesayon. It's interesting. I saw, it says, we're going to come back to it, but we're going to get by the Akedah. It says, Ve'alikim Nisa Es Avraham. That's the one place where it says nesayon. There were 10 nesayonis. But over there it's Ve'alikim Nisa Es Avraham. Ve'alikim Nisa Es Avraham is Gematria. Horas Yishmal Goygu Mogoy. 861. At the end, right when we're by the granite, then there's going to be this Melchama. Horas Yishmal Goygu Mogoy. To understand what it is. That's 861. Velikim Nisa Savram. Same gematria as Beis HaMikdosh. 861. I had an interesting Hagosha. If the Oilam knows, maybe they shouldn't know. Well, didn't know, but the Oilam was hacking last week. We're going to get 61. 61 is the Groysa Yeshua. We need 861. Beis HaMikdash, 861. 61, you forgot about the 800. Talmud Torah, Rosh HaTevis, tough. That's 800. 61, Ahin, 61, Aher. We need much more than that. We need to get to Beis HaMikdash, 861, to the Hisgalus, that after the Nesayin, the final Nesayin, we're talking to get to that Hisgalus. Now getting back over here to the Madregas, Avram Avinu is Mikabel Panei Shechina, but nevertheless he goes to do Hachnosis Archim. Gedoy LaHachnosis Archim. Yoysa Me'ash Rosh Panei Shechina. How do we know that? From Avraham Avinu. How did Avraham Avinu know that? He's getting now Ashras Ashkina. How did he know to go and sell two to three supposed Pashata Vayisa Eina Vayar? Avraham Avinu is so cold, kuloi. His entire Ramachi Varim are Meshubid, La Avoidas Hashem, and to Shchina. He wouldn't have seen them if it wasn't Borah that that's what he had to do. I even saw a different Nusach. Vayar, Vayorat Lakrosim. His feet started going there. Avraham Avinu's Mitzias was Kol Kuloi Lashem. May Elof, May Atzma, he understood that this is what he's supposed to do. We learn out from here, Yedoyla Hashras Hashchina, Yedoyla Hachnasas Archim, Yaisem Hashras, May Kabbalah Tanei Shchina. The Derek Drash, you know, Rashi says he went to the Hachnasas Archim, he was Mamtin Le'oiver Veshov, for the people coming and going. But I heard the Pshat, it's Oiver Veshov. We went through Chodesh Tishrei. Chodesh Tishrei is Kabbalah Tanei Shchina, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah, Ata Reis Ladas. But after Chodesh Tishrei then comes, we have to talk to the Oiver Veshov, the people that talked at the Tshuv and came back, coming, going. And Gedoyla, the dark that you can get to in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, after things settle down, and you can be Machnes Orchim, you can find out, and even Shteltsu in the mundane, and reach the Dargis of Kedusha Da'ini. Now, Avraham Avinu, who Yoshev Pesach Oil Kachoy Mayoyim, the Gemara says it was the sixth hour. Why was it the sixth hour? B'derech Klal, the Gemara says Man Suda is the fourth hour of the day. There's a pshat, Acharenim bring the Sfiris in Midrashim, but according to some Midrashim, this was the first day of Pesach. It was Yom Tif, and on Yom Tif, the Inyan is Chetzi Lachem and Chetzi Lashem, and the Chetzi Lachem starts by Chatzois. So Avraham Avinu was starting the Suda by Chatzois. It's a stickle horror he gave them. He wanted to give them bread. In the end, the bread became tummy, but what bread? On Erev Pesach, Chometz is Osir, Matzah is Osir. What kind of bread? Mamonavshon. Erev Pesach, it's not Shayach bread. Now it says he was the Eloine Mamre. Rashi says, Eloine Mamre, Mamre Husha Nosan Loi Eitza Al Hamilo. The emphasis is there were really three Bali Bris Avram, Oner, Eshkol, and Mamre. But why is it Madgish Eloine Mamre? Husha Nosan Loi Eitza Al Hamilo? Mom Shah, Rabbeinu Bechai is much like that. Others bring this so interesting stuff on it. Oner and Eshkol didn't give him an Eitza Al Hamilo. And I saw there's a remez in Rosh HaTevis. Oner told him, Inoy Nefesh Ra. Oner, Rosh HaTevis, Inoy Nefesh Ra. Don't do Mila. Eshkol said, Ein Shava Klum Lomel. Not Kedai. Mamre said, Rosh HaTevis, Maher Male Ritzoyin Elikecha. So Mamre was the one that gave him Eitza Ala Mila. I saw a different shot. What does it mean, Nosan Le Eitza Ala Mila? What did he need an Eitza for? So one shot is Eitza means Refuah. The Gemara in Shabbos says, uses the Lashon sometimes of Eitza is for Refuah purposes. So he gave him a Refuah for the Mila, a certain Refuah that he needed. Another time is, you know, there's a shaila. Do you make the bracha by bris mila al hamila? Do you say al hamila or lomo? Who should not only eitza al hamila? His eitza was that the nusach bracha is al hamila. Play on words in the Rashi. Another time is, we spoke last week that the bris of Avraham Avinu was on Yom Kippur, according to the Pirkei of Rabbi Elazar. And then I was like, Shlishi Lamilasi, now it's close to Sukkot. We'll see. But if it was Yom Kippur, Avraham Avinu had a dilemma. Should he do the bris on Yom Kippur? If it's already Yom Kippur, it's not so kosher. Maybe it's not doyich. Wait till the next day. Who should not some like eitza al hamila? Now again, there are takas theorists in midrashim whether this story of here kichoyim ayoyim was on erev Pesach or on the first day of Yom Tif. According to another pshat, the Pirkei of Elazar of Avraham Avinu was mal atzmai on Yom Kippur. I bezoy it's 2 days before Sukkot. According to Tyson Rosh Hashanah, the way the Pnei Yeshua learns it up, the story over here with the malachim coming kichoyim ayoyim was on Sukkot actually. Because when it says Lamoyed, it doesn't mean a year later, it means Lamoyed, the next Yom Tov, Pesach. And it was Sukkot, from Sukkot to Pesach. With an Ibriyar, you can have Taka a kid. Other Rishayim say no, it was Lamoyed means it was Pesach, and he was saying next year Pesach. But like the Shita, that Lamoyed means it was Sukkot, and the Malachim were being Mavasarim, Lamoyed, next year, next Moyed, Pesach. So this story is taking place on Sukkot. There are Kama Ramazim Be'emes in the Pasuk that it was Sukkot. V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'oyel Kechoy Mayoyim. He wasn't sitting in the sukkah, he was outside. Why? Because it was Kechayim Hayoyim. He was mitzvah in the sukkah, so he was sitting outside. And he tells the malachim, Yishanu tachas ha'eitz. What's the eitz? Schach, to sit under the sukkah. And he also tells them, Ki alkein avartem, I know you want to tie into your holchei drachim potem in a sukkah. But you're anyways passing by, the sukkah's right here. Ki alkein avartem, come into the sukkah. Now it's interesting, we said that it was Chaim HaYoyim, so he was really Mitzvah Potter. And in the end, he does bring them into the Hisho'anu Tachas Eitz. This is reminiscent, there's a famous story with Reb Chaim Oizer. Once one of the Gedolim came to visit him near the end of his life on Sukkot, and it was very, very cold in Vilna. I think it was the Svidei Eish. One of the Gedolim Rabbanim came And they told this Rav to go sit in the sukkah, but Rav Chaim Oizer can't come because he's sick, mitznar, choyle, he's not coming to the sukkah, but they wanted to be mechaber and eat something, got to the sukkah. A few minutes later, Rav Chaim Oizer came down to the sukkah with a special coat, and he came and he says, Al sukkah am potter, mitznar, but now I have achnosis orchim. Achnosis orchim, there's no ptur mitznar. So now also Avraham Avinu, gedoyla achnosis orchim, until now he was out of the sukkah, mitznar. But the orchim are in the sukkah, so now there's no ptur mitznar, now he's taka saying, achnosas orchim, and he's bringing them into the sukkah. I saw an interesting shot. There's a pilpul. He says, Vishanu tachasa eitz, that it's not poshut. They're not yidden. And they're not supposed to be sitting in the sukkah. He didn't think they were yidden, right? And Avraham Avinu is a yid. So he has to sit in the sukkah. So what he did was, he took tzchach posel and tzchach kosher, and he did bittel beroiv. For a yid, there's a din of bittel beroiv. And I bezoi, it's taka, the sugin sukkah daf test, and it becomes kosher tzchach. But for a benoyach, there's no din of bittel beroiv, and it blives sukkah psuba. So at the same time, for those that are looking for a solution, shmini atzeres, when you're a ben chutzlaret, you don't know where to eat in the sukkah, you have to work out that you could break the sukkah. There's the pasul part, the kosher part over here. Minei Yubei, he was able to do it. It was a patent.
What?
A Yavani in the sukkah. There's that expression. A Yavani in the sukkah. Nishta. You have to be mine. If this is our inyan. Now, Vayar Vayoretz Lekrosom. It's brought down in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, Al HaTorah. He says, Vayar, Avraham Avinu saw them. Avraham Avinu was weak. It was the third day of the bris. All of a sudden, he got koiches, Vayoretz Lekrosom. He says, because he saw Malachim, a Malach, and one of the Malachim came to be Merapa. We're going to see the three Malachim. One of them came to be Merapa, Avraham. So, a Malach that comes to be Merapa, you know how the Malach is Merapa? It's not a doctor. He's Merapa. The Metzias, but the Malach. So, Avraham saw the Malach, and Vayoretz Lekrosom automatically. He didn't have to do it. Tachsise Tipule Refua. He saw the Malach. The Malach was Merapi. There's a Maisa with Rav Avadi Yosef, Zechet Tzadik Levrach. His yard site was last week. Once a doctor came to his house to visit him, a house call, and he was metapolin. And Rav Avadi Yosef told him afterwards, he says, it wasn't you. You should know there was a Malach that came, and it was Merapi. And this doctor, who was from Erlefi, and he looked at Rav Avadi, he says, years ago, I was by Rav Yoilish Misatmer. And he told me the same thing. He said, I came in as a doctor, and he said, you should know there's three Malachim here. He said, how come he said three Malachim? You said one Malach. He said, one Svarkash Malach. Kapoyalo is more than the three Malachim from the... That's what he answered there. That was then Malachim. Now, it's interesting. Someone asked me, why did it come three Malachim? L'chorah, one of them came. The one that came to Merapa Avraham also came to save Loit. And that's the same tafkid. Because if Loit's not going to be saved, Avraham is going to be no have Akmas Nefesh and he's going to be crank of them. But why did the Malach that come to be Mahapach Sedoim, why did he come to visit Avraham? He should have came later, only by Loit. Rabbi Stubar on the singing, but I heard once a pshat. No, that's a good kasha. I don't have a good pshat. I'm just the Derech Melitza. Someone asked me this kasha. I told him, I said, you're asking that it should have said Vayar v'hinei shnei anoshim. The Zohar says Vayar v'hinei shloisha anoshim, so Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. You're telling me it's going to say shnei anoshim. What's going to be with the other pshat? But about it, this is Nishta Teretz from another pshat. But it's interesting also, it says that the three malachim, what was their tafkid? One to be mehapech sedoim, one to be mevaser sora, and one for the refuah of Avraham, and also hatzolas loit, which we says is hainu ha. But didn't they also come stam like nidmeloi kishloisha arvim? They look like stam three Arabs that are coming that he's stamzing. So the emes is, I think, like this. There was tzvei dinim. They came as a malach, and in one bechina they looked like a malach, but then there's another shlichus that they had. Literally, they looked like people. They came like nidmeka noshin. It's not a stira. There was taka tzvei dinim. One din was that they came as three people that there should be achnosis orchim, that we should learn out the klal of gedoy l'achnosis orchim even on pashut the people. Separately, they came also looking like a malach, and als malach, that we say that these were the three malachim, each one with a tafti. Now, Avraham Avinu kipshutim, when he sees them as people, l'chayr, wants to be mechaved them. Ve'el habokar rotz Avraham, the Baal HaTurim writes, Ve'el habokar, habokar oisi ois hakever. It's also the same gematria, but that's not the word. It's the same oisius. Habokar hakever. Based on the medrash that Avraham Avinu ran after this bokar, and he's running and running, and he finally can't catch it, and all of a sudden, Ertrefzach with Ma'aras HaMachpelah. He found Ma'aras HaMachpelah during this process of running after the bokar. Ve'el habokar rotz Avraham, ve'el hakever rotz Avraham. The Sfarim explained, this is not a coincidence. When Avraham Avinu is ultimately shtelling avek the gedoy l'hachnosas orchim yosem rashvas shchina, shtelling avek chesed la'Avraham, shtelling avek that this is his midah, he's getting now to the ultimate darga of his midah. That's when he zoicha to ma'aras hamachpelah. That That, it's not a coincidence. When he got to that darga, he gets now to Ma'aris HaMachpelah. The bucket disappeared. Went into the Ma'ar, he couldn't find it. He goes into the Ma'ar, he found Ma'aris HaMachpelah. Zel Umazeh. Everything in this world is Zel Umazeh, the Ram, the Toif. The ultimate chesed Avram is getting now. Sedoim, the hepech of that, is getting to its height. It's going to have a ma'apecha. But Sedoim is the opposite of that and also getting to its height. Now, the Medrash Taka says that Avram Avinu couldn't find the bakar. So that's why it says later, V'el ha-bakar asher osa. He made a bakar with Sefer HaYetzirah. That's what it brought down. Because the original bakar that he was looking for disappeared. So, es ben ha-bakar asher osa. I don't know how, l'chayr, it's noilat. I don't know, it's a yomtif, making a new bakar. Now, it says that he served them on the menu, v'yikach chemo v'cholov, es ben ha-bakar asher osa, basa v'cholov, basa v'cholov. Now, what's interesting is the Gemara in B'chayr is tafof. The Gemara in B'chayr has a havamina, mind you, that cholov is asur, not basa v'cholov, cholov, milk, comes from an animal. The Gemara has two tzadim, actually. One side is that it's dam. Dam behema is osur, and cholov is sach hakol processed from the dam. Dam ne'echar v'nasa cholov. As I used to chazal, that the dam turns into cholov. So l'chayr cholov behema should be osur as dam. B'noisav, the Gemara has another havamina, that cholov is eber v'nachai. And maybe it's not a sin, maybe it's even both, but the Gemara has a zanitin. L'chayr, why is cholov behema tohoyre mutter? L'chayr, cholov behema tohoyre should be osur as dam. Cholov behema tohoyre should be osur as eber v'nachai. And the Gemara is searching. And if you don't like black coffee, don't worry, there is a solution to this. Cholov is mutter. Where's the makar that cholov is mutter? So the Gemara says, first of all, it says that basar v'cholov is asr. Obviously, cholov l'chudei is mutter. So the Gemara, that's not a raya. Maybe cholov is asr. Be'achilo v'shtiyo. Maybe basar v'cholov is neschadish, isr hana, isr bishul. The Gemara therefore tries other makaris quotes various psukim. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, the chol of izim l'lachmecha. So the Gemara, maybe you'll do schayra with it. Maybe it's meant to do schayra with milk, but not to eat it. In the end, one of the makaris is because it says eretz zavas chol of udvash, and a pasuk in Yeshaya b'loy mechir yayin b'cholov. The Gemara is searching various makaris that chol of is meant to frek the shita mekubetzes. Afanart in the printed in the Gemara in makaris davav the shita is on the side. Frek the shita b'shem toises chitzonius. Of course, cholov is mutter. Avram Avinu served them cholov. Avram Avinu served them cholov. Isn't that a raya that cholov is mutter? If cholov was osir, how could Avram Avinu give them cholov? Is a raya that cholov is mutter? What? Of course, he gave them basar b'cholov. They're not Jewish. Jewish people are muzer and basar b'cholov. But if cholov is osur as Abram and Hachai, thank you for falling into the trap, then Noach is also osur. Savada, he served them basar v'cholov. Adraba, the Medrash says that he's framing them, that later on when they're going to say, we want the Torah, he's going to say, didn't you eat basar v'cholov by Avram? Savada, basar v'cholov is upgraded. We're asking something else. How did he give them cholov? On the tzad that cholov is osur as Abram and Hachai, even a ben Noach is osur with cholov, is a raya from Avram Avinu that he gave them cholov. You know, someone wants an oibachach, and he asked me, he has a raya that cholov is mutter. Because later, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in tainim and atzachas, that the malachim don't deserve the Torah, his tainim and atzachas was, because, you ate basav of cholov. Why didn't he upslug them and shtach them because they ate cholov? Is a raya cholov is mutter. That's not a raya. Avadol if he ha'emes, we know cholov is mutter. And the medrash by Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say the truth. That's not a raya. We have to figure out, where's the makar that cholov is mutter? So it's not so poshet. L'chayra, it's a raya from Avram Avinu. Is... There's a whole shaylan d'achroinim, maybe it was cholov of a ben pekua. And it's not so poshet. Al ben pekua, there's no problem, doesn't need shchita. So even if cholov is mutter, even if cholov is osir, aber cholov of a ben pekua is mutter. The problem is Rabbi Kiveger has a tzad, get ready, that cholov of a ben pekua is not milachit. Meaning you could eat cholov of a ben pekua with basar. So you can't say tzadayin it was cholov of a ben pekua, because then it won't be the problem of basar v'cholov either. Someone once told me, I think it's not working out, that this cholov came from the same way the bakar he made with Sefer HaYetzirah, you know, it was like not regular, so maybe the cholov also. So first they told me it came from the bakar. Bakars don't give cholov, paras do. But the maybe the cholov also. I don't know if the bakar was fleishik, I don't know if the cholov was milachik. Over mitzat sheni, Avram Avinu is bringing a raya. The Medrash is bringing a raya that Avram Avinu gave them basar v'cholov. Now the shaila is, first of all, how did Avram Avinu prepare the basar b'cholov? It's also even to give him a vashel basar b'cholov. He prepared cholov separately, and he prepared the basar sim. So then what's the raya? Where's the raya that the malachim were nichshal in basar v'cholav? So I saw the Chasam Sofer says, maybe they first ate the milachim. You know, we do that. Maybe they first ate the milachim. And afterwards, they ate the basar. What's the raya that after Mount Torah, we say, you guys ate basar v'cholav. First they ate basar, then they ate cholav. So I saw a lot of Tutsim, speak out two Tutsim, and one Tutsim from the Chasam Sofer. He says, even when you eat first cholav and then basar, you have to be mafsik with something else. And l'chayr, the plan is to eat the bread. But the Rashi brings, the Chazal, nitma ha'isa, the bread became tameh. So they didn't eat bread in between. So it went straight from the milchik to the fleshik. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. They didn't have the hafsaka of the isa. The Stipler says a different job. He says they were malachim. And malachim are ish. So when they ate the basar and cholav, it got burnt. It was nisbashel, the basar and the cholav. I don't understand. We said before that it was tzvei dinim. They were malachim and they were pashta people. L'chayr, the basar and the cholav, they were eating as pashta people, not malachim. The Stipler was learning it's not tzvei dinim. It's they were eating the basar and the cholav. What? I don't know. We said we spoke. Yeah. Very good. We're correct. Yeah. Als parv. With Sefi Yetzirah, it works different. I'll tell you. There was once a Maisa in a Shlachtois that someone was shechting a whole bunch of behemoths, and they were breaking up the animals to different pieces. And they knew, the guy in charge, the Mashgiach, he knows there were 72 kosher ones and another 52 ones that were treifus, and they were setting them separately. You have to nimkar the nachri. But he saw they were breaking up, and there was tongues. They broke it up to tongues, lingen, flanken, all different things. There was too many tongues. There was four extra tongues. The Mashgiach said, something's wrong here. Some treifa tongues. So some Eibel Chacham told him, he says, ki meshamish ba'arba l'shoynis. A ki is a cow. A ki could have four l'shoynis. It's a lashon of Rashi. Ki meshamish ba'arba l'shoynis. I don't think the Mashgiach was too happy, but Kenzai would say for Yitzira, maybe that works out. So I don't know. I don't know how it works. They tell him, Aye Sora Ishtecha, and they wanted to give him Kaishel Bracha. What Kaishel Bracha? There was no Lechem. There was no Berachas HaMazon. The Isa was Nitma. The Isa was Nitma. Was the Kaishel Bracha? Someone told me that Isa was Nitma. They went to get angels. You know, angels, Malachim. Angels in Eretz Yisrael. Not Burmans, angels. But if it was Pesach, it was Chometz. It was. Then you have to say it was matzah b'chlal. Then it wasn't the. There's a whole other sugi over here. Avram Avinu was davening a lot in the parashas. Speak. Avram Avinu was davening on Sidon, and there's a whole process. He starts asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are five orim. Maybe we could say each ear has 10 tzaddikim. You need 10 tzaddikim, because we saw on the Tevas Noach 8, and wasn't enough. So you need at least 10. And he's looking for 10, there's no 50, there's no 40, there's no 30. They say over from the Dvar Avram, he was the Rav in Kovna, and he was living in the time, in the height of the Haskalah, where Mamish, Mishpachas were falling apart, people were going off the derech on a very rapid rate. And in Kovna Gufa, like he was complaining, you turn around and suddenly another Mishpacha went off. So he said, this was a matzav in Sidon. If Avram in the end, it wasn't even 10 tzaddikim. Well, how did he start with 50 and he's counting them? He says, no. When he started handling 50, it was 50. So given Stoyv is given Mikovna, he said. He started with 50. He looks around. It's not 40, 30. It was going down. It was all downhill faster than he could even do it. But there's a machloikas Rashi and Ramban in the sugya. Rashi learns when he asked for 50, he's asking for saving five cities. Afterwards, when he asked for 40, he's asking only to save four cities. And when 30, three cities, v'chule. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, if that's the pshat, that by 40 it's only going to save four cities, and by 30, three cities, and by 22 cities, why is Avraham Avinu so apologetic? If you look at the psukim, it's mamash every time with a bigger crest. It's mathematics, it's the same thing. It's not a new zugan over here. Rather, says the Ramban Faker, as the numbers went down, he still wanted to save all five cities. That's where the vikur is. And that's a big machlekes Rashi Ramban. Ulai liyashev the Rashi, maybe Rashi el davada, by 30 he was only going to save three cities. But it wasn't that there were 10 from each of those cities. Maybe he was asking that we could be mitzarif some of the tzaddikim from the other two. I don't have to make a girdle which city will get the win here, but maybe he was asking that maybe we could be mitzarif 30 tzaddikim from all five cities to save Chach, three cities. The Meshech Chachma learns like the Ramban, but then he speaks out like this. It's interesting. It also says he asked for 45. Now, the Pashtas, 45 is a different request. It's requesting that 9 and HaKadosh Baruch will be the 10th. And the Pashas 45 is Lav Dafka. Hu Adin, when he asked for 40 and that didn't go, he then asked for 36. And after 30, he then again asked, okay, not 30, but 27. Meaning 45 is representative of, even if I don't mamish make the 10, maybe I could be mitzara for 1 on it. But then the Meshech Chochmah says a fascinating deal. If you look, by the Bakasha of 40 and 30, well, like the Ramban is still trying to save all 5 cities, Hashem's lashon back is, oh yeah, if you find 30 or 40, loy e'eseh, I won't do anything. But by 10 and 20, when the numbers got lower, over there, the lashon ha'pasuk already is loy ashris. Says the Meshech Chochmah, Hashem was saying, I won't totally destroy them. Over probably Kolom, it's already not going to be. Only 10 or 20 to save all 5 cities. Heretzu, loy ashris. By 30 and 40, where you still have Gantz fine, that's loy e'eseh. By the time it went down to 20 and 10, Hashem is saying, Heretzu, loy ashris, I won't totally destroy them, but I will do some damage. Fret the Meshech Chochmah, by 45 it says loy ashkes. Mod nezach. By 30 and 40 it says loy eser. By 10 and 20 when it got less, it says loy ashkes. 45 is like 50 kemat. He said, exactly. When there's a matzah, and kemat the oilum was able to do it. Kemat they were able to do it. There's one guy that messed up. That's worse. That's a bigger time. The avlo of the fact that there could have been that one that's going to tip the scale. The oilam yira adam atzmai, that he's talk on that, the one that's able to tip the scale. Then there's a starker taina of le'ashkes. Now, there's an interesting deher in the, by the Ishbitza, he writes an interesting nekuda. Avram Avinu did bris mila, that he was mesalik the orla from Gufoy. He says, mahapechas sedoin is a continuation of that. There's something called Eretz Yisrael, and most of it is Kaddish, but there's the orla. You had to be mesalik the orla of Eretz Yisrael. The Earl of Meretz Yisrael is these Chamesh Aram of Sedoin Ba'amoyra. So it's a similar bechina, the bechina of being Silika Orla on Avram Avinu, and parallel to that is that on Eretz Yisrael, we're being Misalik, the Orla of Eretz Yisrael. Now, you also have Behemshech in the Parsha, you have the whole story of Avimelech, which Pashtus, according to Chazal, happened on Leil Pesach. Many of the Inyonim in Tanakh happen on Leil Pesach and the Piyut, in the end of the Haggadah, we go through in Ozra, Lisa, and Mephlesa. We explain out how all these different things happened. Pashtus, Brisbane, Absara maybe happened also on Leil Pesach. And now we have, besides the Mila, we have Vashem Poket Asara, we have Yitzchok, Leidas Yitzchok, and we have Milas Yitzchok. Vayigdal Hayelet Vayigomel Vayasav Ram Mishta Godol Biyoyim Hi Gomeles Yitzchok. What is this Su'udah that Avram Avinu is making? B'yoyin hi gomelis Yitzchak. Toysis and Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed says, Dibra Masl Sosa Noichi, that it was a Su'udah's Prismila. B'yoyin hi gomel is B'yoyin hey gimel mal. Not such a complex gematria. Hey gimel is 8. Hey gimel is 8. B'yoyin hey gimel mal. On the 8th day he malden. And B'yoyin hey gimel mal, that it was a Su'udah's Prismila. Why is it mentioned the concept of Su'udah's Prismila, which is brought down, Avada, Lahaloch, and Shulchan Aruch, and Yoridei, Yisim, and Reish Samachay, that Noyag and Lasi is a Suda on the Yoim Hamila, it's a Suda's Mitzvah, and all the Gedorim thereof. Why is Suda's Prismila mentioned by Yitzchak? Avram Avinu already did Prismila. Yeah, but Avram Avinu's Prismila was on Yom Kippur. What's more, Avram Avinu's Prismila was a Mila Shaloi Bismana, and it's a big shayla in the Paiskim called whether there's a din of Suda's Prismila of Shaloi Bismana. By the way, there's a shayla what that means. Does it mean a Suda Shaloi Bismana mean you mild the kid on the 8th day? But for that reason, you're doing the Suda a few days later, so it's a Suda's Bris Mila, Shaloi Bismana. The Suda's not on this man that you did the Bris. Or no, you're doing the Suda the day of the Bris, but the baby was mild on the 10th day for whatever reason. When the person talk about whether Suda's Bris Mila, Shaloi Bismana, Mikri Suda's Mitzvaloi, be aware there's two kinds of Suda's Bris Mila, Shaloi Bismana. That the Mila was done on the 8th day, but the Suda's not being done by Vayayim of the Mila, or that the Mila was done, Shaloi Bismana. There's also a third one, that you did the Mila, Shaloi Bismana, and you're doing the Suda on a different day. Maybe even that's a Suda's Mitzvah if you can make the cut. But cup was not intended for the Mila. But the Taisa says that B'yoin Hey Gimel was a Suda's Bris Mila of Yitzchak Bismanoi. But there are various other pshat and what it means. What was the Suda over here? I saw in the Michtav Seifer, one of the sons of the Chassam Seifer, in his Pirush on Chumash, he says it was a bar mitzvah. Because in Yiddishkeit, a bar mitzvah is when you're 13 or 12 by girl, but by Ben Noyach, and we're going to go through the Shailah of when Avram Avinu has a din of Yisrael, or a Ben Noyach, according to the Marsha, he became din of Yisrael when he did Bris Mila, which already was a year before this. But he wants to say that Yitzchak's shear of godless is not Tali when he's 13, But when he became a bar das, so b'yoyim higomel is when he became a bar das, it was a bar mitzvah. There's another pshat brought down in the Medrash that Avram Avinu was the one that was loimet sefer yitzira with Yitzchak, and this was a suda siyum. B'yoyim higomel is when they finished learning sefer ha-yitzira. There are various other pshatim. What is this suda of b'yoyim higomel is Yitzchak? I haven't found yet someone that says it's an upsharon, but I'm still... You have the parsha of the Akedah, and there's a lot of inyanim here, a little bit, we'll touch some of things. It says in the Pasuk, and this is very interesting, it says, Vayashkeim Avraham Baboiker. Now, if you're ma'ayin in the parsha, this week's parsha, it says, Vayashkeim Avraham Baboiker three times. It says it by the Akedah. It also says it much earlier when he went to Davin on Sidoim, and to be mispala for Sidoim, it says, Vayashkeim Avraham Baboiker. And there's a third time when he's advised to send Yishmael away, it says, Vayashem Avram Baboy. Now it's interesting. The Gemara in Pesachim, that Dalit, says, Srizin Magdimin Lemitzvis. And the Makar is, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Chulin, that Tzadik Aleph, that says, Talmud Chochom Al Yetze Yechidi Balaylo. Shenemar, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. Tosis explains that this is two different Vayashkem Avram Baboykers. He says, the Makar of Zrizin, Magdim HaLemitzvah, has to be from the Akedah one. Because the Akedah one was a mitzvah, a tzivoy, and he was Mizaris, and he went early. But from Espal al-Sadayim is not a mitzvah. And what's more, from the Akedah one, you don't have Talmud Chacham HaYaitzi Yechidi, because he wasn't Yechidi, he went with two others. And so the Talmud Chacham HaYaitzi Yechidi is learned out from the other Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. Makshim HaOilam, but what about the third Vayashkem Avram Baboyker? It says Vayashkem Avram Baboyker also by Shiluach Yishmael. And that was a tzivoy. Hashem said, listen to what she says, send him away. So why don't we learn already over there? Why do we wait? Why are we not mezarzin to learn out from Vayashkem Avram Baboyker of Shiluach Yishmael? And the answer comes out is poshet. Shiluach Yishmael is a sakona, avada, even if there wouldn't be a concept, a darga called Zrizin Magdim HaLemitzvahs, it would be poshet that Avram Avinu would be Vayashkem Avram Baboyker to send Yishmael away. Kol rega v'rega that he's dealing here with Yishmael is a sakana. You can't prove from that the inyan of Zrizin. Dafka from the Akedah, over there we're able to learn out Vayashkem Avram Baboyker to the idea of Zrizin. Now it says it three times, but v'nitvi, we lay in these parshias on Rosh Hashanah. Both days of Rosh Hashanah are laying what we're learning over here. And it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. Both days of Rosh Hashanah, we lay Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. Vayashkem Avram Baboyker means that at the beginning, a person has to be Mizaris. And you have to know that Zrizis is Haka Bazunder at the beginning of something. When you're starting an Indian, the first Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Yizgaber Karishi, Yehehu Mo'er HaShachar. Whether it's Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of a Zman, or the beginning of a day, or the beginning of, whatever it's the beginning of, you have to do Vayashkem. Habol lahargicha, the Yetzahar is coming, Hashkem lahargoy, the Lashon of Chazal. You have to know, Bazunder by the Haskalah of an Indian, a person has to be Vayashkem. That's a Bazunder Adarga that we're learning out of here from Avram Avinu. Now, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perikei Mishnah Beis, Asoro Nisyoines Nisnasa Avram Avinu. And there's a machloikus in the Mefarshei HaMishnah, big machloikus Rishonim, the Bartanura, Rabbeinu Yoina, Rashi, the Rambam, various shitas. How do we reckon the Asara Nisyoinus? Most count or Kastim as the first, although the Rambam doesn't, the Rambam counts Lech Lecha as the first. Most count Akedah as the last, although there are those that say, Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Trask of having to buy the Ma'aras HaMachpela after being moved Tach, that he's going to have Eretz Yisrael, is also an Asoid, Kavur Asara. So we have the full gamut over here of these nisyonos. Now this is a Bavusta Zachar, Reb Chaim Ivalozhin in his Pirish on Pirkei Avos in Ruach Chaim. He's oimed on a diet nifla, which is a yisoid gadol. In the previous mishnah there in Parakeh, it said asara doiris mi noyach ad Avram. It says asara doiris mi adam ad noyach. Asara doiris mi noyach ad Avram. It doesn't call him Avram Avinu. It doesn't give him his last name. But in the next mishnah, asara nisyonos nisnas Avram Avinu. Over there, where Madgish Avinu explains Reb Chaim Volozhin, because the Asara Nisyoinus that Avram Avinu did and was Omad Bohem, Ein Amida Ela Tfilo, Omad Bohem, he was Oimad in the Nisyoinus, sets avek in Klal Yisrael. This that Klal Yisrael, through the Doiris, were willing to be Moser Nefesh to go to Eretz Yisrael, has to do with Lech Lecha. This that they were Moser Nefesh Kipshutai, Lomas Al Kiddush Hashem, has to do with Akedah. This that Moser Nefesh, not to die, but to be go through Shverkeit, and is going down to the Rav and Mitzrayim. What Avram and the various other Hitmod Diyot with Yishmol, and all these other, the Nisyoinus of Avram Avinu, Maisavisim Labanim, it's Avram Avinu, the Nisyois. This that there was historical from Noyach to Avram is Noyach to Avram, but the Nisyoinus is the Nisyoinus of Avram Avinu. The Svarim write that every person goes through 10 Nisyoinus. Now there's a little bit of a misconception. You have sometimes someone who's a little young, he's only 17 or 37 or 77, and he thinks, I'm already past the big 10. What does he know? You never know. The Eibishter has Gilgulim, how he's sending you things. Maybe you're only up to number 4. Now, Vada, anything that gets thrown at you, Avada, Titmodei, try to work it out. But don't always know whether you already hit the big 10, or maybe, like we said, Kipesach HaOyel, who says you Bechlal, even at the beginning of the process of going through these Nisyonis. The pasuk says, "Vayisa Avram es Einov vayar v'hinei ayil acher nechaz basfach bekarnav." He saw an under aisle. What's an under aisle? Well, there wasn't no aisle yet. So some of this form explained because his attitude was that Yitzchak was now just like an aisle. He was so oimed in the Nisoyan that he was treating it as if Yitzchak was just an aisle, and now whatever it was, now there's an under aisle. But there's another pshat that ayil acher represents the etzim Klal Yisrael. Later on, whenever a yid is oimer nesoyin, it is a shtickle of bechina of akedas yitzchak. The ayel acher is yeder yid, yeder nesoyin, and the emes it's in a first halacha and shulchan aruch in Oir Chaim Simon Aleph Sifches, where it says over there a person is supposed to say karbonis, and then it adds yoimer ima karbonis the pasuk of v'shachat oisay al yerach hamizbeach tzafoynul fnei Hashem. He's supposed to say this pasuk, and there's a makar from Tanad Velio, the mechaber brings that someone that says this pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoycher HaKedah Sitzak. Now you can read it, Kipshut, I say this pasuk, it's a good school. That's what it says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoycher HaKedah Sitzak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoycher HaKedah Sitzak. But the Mepharshim explained, the oimek of this is because every year, whenever he has an Nisayon, Tzafoyin Lefnei Hashem, every year is a Mishkan, every year is Gulvavi Mishkan Evne, Lashon of the Charedim, one of the Rishayim. There's a song also, but it's a Lashon of a Rishayim, Gulvavi Mishkan Evne. And every yid is a mishkan, every yid is a mokam of Ashras Ashrina, and every yid, every day, tog teglich. Again, you don't know what the big 10 are, but every yid, every time he's ayin bin asayin, he doesn't look, say, see, do what he wasn't supposed to do, and does what he is supposed to see, do. And so that inyan is that he's taka shoychit, he's shoychit yitzroi, he's a veach yitzroi, it's a shtikal akeda, and that's taka because we're stelling tzu to the nisyonis, like we said, of Avram Avinu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zoychir akeda yitzroi.